News.
BBC News for Jerry Smith. Police in the US state of Missouri have shot dead a young black man days after the shooting of an unarmed black teenager by police in Ferguson triggered violent unrest. The shooting took place close to where Michael Brown was killed 10 days ago. Here's Rajini Vaidyanathan.
Police say officers were responding to a radio call in a St. Louis suburb when they met with a suspect armed with a knife. He was yelling and agitated and threatening, saying, "Shoot me, kill me now." After verbal commands failed, and when the suspect came within 3 to 6 feet of officers, they opened fire. The victim, who died at the scene, has yet to be named. Police believe he was an African-American man in his 20s. The identity of the officers has also yet to be released.
The Israeli Air Force has carried out strikes against Gaza after 3 rockets were fired from there into Israel. The strikes, which reportedly killed a child and a woman, came hours before the latest ceasefire was due to end. Late on Monday, Israeli and Palestinian delegates in Cairo agreed to extend a 5-day truce in Gaza by 24 hours. Israel says its delegation has now been ordered home. The Israeli government spokesman, Mark Regev, accused Hamas of violating the agreement.
Today's rocket attack on the Israeli city of Beersheba is a grave and direct violation of the ceasefire that Hamas committed to. This is the 11th ceasefire that Hamas has either rejected or violated. And it's clear that a ceasefire has to be a two-way street. It's not just that Israel hold its fire. Hamas must hold its fire too.
Thousands of protesters have marched on Parliament in Pakistan, demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. They broke through barricades and entered the high-security red zone in the capital, Islamabad, where troops have been deployed. The protesters are from 2 opposition groups in Pakistan, led by the former cricket star Imran Khan and a cleric, Tahir al-Qadri. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters in northern Iraq are now in control of the strategic Mosul Dam, after a 2-day battle to recapture it from Islamic State militants. Further south, Iraqi government troops and Shia militias began an offensive to retake the town of Tikrit. The BBC's Jim Muir is at Mosul Dam.
Although the Peshmerga now fully control the dam, the scene is not so very tranquil. From not far away, the sounds of combat. So with the fighting still so close to the dam, the campaign is clearly far from over. The Peshmerga, with help from a few Iraqi special forces and American airstrikes, intend to push further west. But as with Iraqi government efforts further south at Tikrit, it's a slow and dangerous business. The IS fighters put up strong resistance and plant many roadside bombs.
World News from the BBC. Air France says some of its flight crews are refusing to board planes bound for West African countries hit by the Ebola outbreak. The airline flies regularly to Guinea, Nigeria and Sierra Leone. Cabin crew have been given the choice whether to fly. One of their unions is calling for an immediate end to all flights to countries affected by the disease. British Airways and Emirates have suspended their flights to the region. Ebola has so far killed more than 1,200 people in West Africa, the worst ever recorded outbreak. One of Britain's biggest banks, Standard Chartered, has been fined $300 million by New York's banking regulator for inadequate controls on money laundering. The regulator said the bank had failed to detect or act on a large number of transactions that could be high risk. Michelle Fleury reports from New York.
This is the second penalty that Standard Chartered has paid to the New York Department of Financial Services. Both are related to trade with countries blacklisted by the United States. The British bank said it was working to fix these problems with the utmost urgency. As part of a settlement in 2012, an independent monitor was appointed to watch over its international dealings. That surveillance uncovered failings to identify risky transactions that could be part of money laundering.
Michelle Fleury. The Venezuelan authorities say they have arrested 13 people and seized hundreds of tons of food and petrol since they launched an anti-smuggling operation on the border with neighboring Colombia. A week ago, Venezuela deployed thousands of troops along the frontier and began closing all the crossings at night. The authorities say that before the restrictions, up to 40% of goods Venezuela subsidizes for its domestic market were being smuggled into Colombia to be sold at much higher prices. The operation is due to end in mid-September. BBC News.